虽多诵经籍，放逸而不行，如目数他牛，自无沙门分。
Though many sacrilegious he chant, the heedless man is no practicer, a cow heard counting others' kind, in summon sheep he has no share.
那么这里呢，就是我常常讲的呢，佛法是自觉的本分事，是要我们醒觉，然后呢下去修改自己的行为以及呢错误的思想。如果你不能修改自己的行为以及错误的思想，虽然呢你读诵很多佛陀的口舌，那么你好像呢在数别人的牛，那个牛都不是你的，你自己呢也不是一个真正出离呢种种欲染痛苦的人，所以也不是清净行为的人。
I always mention that the true meaning of the Buddha Dharma is enlightening self. You enlighten self, then revise our sticking habits and wrong thinking. If you are not able to do so,Though you recite many sacred texts that Buddha talk, it's foolish that a cowherd is count of another's cows. Those cows are not belonging to you. You are also not a real cultivator.
所以呢，佛法是让我们实践，也就是在我们日常生活中要懂得呢，依佛法的标准来衡量作为自己的明镜以及作为自己的老师。我们现在很多人的错误就是，我是学佛的人，以我的标准跟尺寸呢去衡量他人，这是一个非常大的错误。佛法第一个行者呢，就在于自觉，你必须自己要能够醒觉。当你拿着这个尺寸要去衡量他人的同时，我们应该要自觉到，这个时候我已经错了。
I always mention that the true meaning of the Buddha Dharma is enlightening self. You enlighten selfThen revise our sticking habits and wrong thinking. If you are not able to do so, though you recite many sacred texts that Buddha talk, it's foolish that a cowherd is count of another's cows. Those cows are not belonging to you. You are also not a real cultivator.
那么我们整天呢告诉别人你要吃饭要吃饭，可是呢别人饱了你也不能饱。那么我们整天呢算他人的财宝，就不会懂得珍惜我现在所拥有的智慧之宝，所以要善加运用于自己的智慧，要勇气的接受自己不好的习气，要精进于呢停止断除自己这些相续的习气的贪欲，这个是自己真正应该努力的。为什么呢？因为这些才是让你生死轮回激起烦恼的大敌人。所以我有讲过，降服你自己，那么天下就太平；降服天下人，你永远都不平。所以你自己所升起的贪欲、种种的无明以及呢没有智慧，才是我们真正的大敌人。那我们学佛自觉的目的， 就是在让我们能够呢降服我们自己这个我的大敌人，如此才有平静安乐、没有恐怖的国度。
We always remind others, you have to eat. However, others are full. We are not full if we don't eat. We even count of another's property and valuable, but we forgot to cherish the precious wisdom that we have on hand.To well put to use your wisdom, to accept the sticking habit that you have on, to work hard to do away your greedy and bad habits. These are what we have to work for it, because these are your real enemy of life that will cause you in suffer of distresses. I have mentioned before,One who is able to subdue their own mind, they have no enemies, and don't wish to subdue others. If you do so, you will never feel fair and equal at all. Therefore, the real enemy.For us, which is the ignorance, the real reason for cultivating the Buddha Dhamma, which is to subdue of I, and then it is peace in the world.
虽诵经典少，能依教实行。具足正知识，除灭贪嗔痴，善尽解脱心，弃舍于世欲，此戒或他戒，彼得沙门分。
Though few the secret text he chant, in Dhamma the his petition clear of.Delusion, lust, and hate, wisdom perfected with heart will free, give up all free from emotion, either here or the next world. In summonship he has shared.
这个呢，就是我们所讲的所谓的执心是道场。以真实之心，心平等如大地。奉持虽然所得的、所读的这个经典很少，但是能够依教导而真实奉行，这个就是法器。
This is say the straight mind is the way. With a sincerely of mind to practice the Buddha Dhamma.As a smooth earth, although you only recite few of the sacred texts, you are a real cultivator.
如果拥有正确的知识，能够除灭贪嗔痴，其实呢，能够接受法义，依教奉行啊，依这个正教教导，尊奉而行的人。本身呢就是有大福德，为什么呢？因为他能容受无量无边诸佛如来以及呢导师的妙慧福德之力。一个知见很强，自认为自己很聪明很了不起，这种人呢本身福报就短少，因为他拒绝呢所有善福因缘。那么以尽虚空骗法界的善福因缘，以及个人这渺小的如灰尘一般的善福因缘，当然就不一样。 所以狂妄自大的人本身就是没有福的人，能够虚心受法的人本身就已经是有福。通常世间的愚痴人呢，却欺负那个虚心受法的啊，所以痴人多啊，全部都去捧那个自以为很了不起狂妄自大的人，到最后的结果是呢，虚心受法的人能够安然度过一切境，而狂妄自大的人呢，看到事情就赶快推卸责任，那不是我，就赶快跑，碰到有名有利的事情又赶快出来说这是我带领的。所以呢，当他想要有所需求的时候，到最后那个需求呢，希望的追求都变成如梦幻泡影。为什么？因为虚伪的造作。那很多人看到那愚痴人为什么福报这么好，到处有人帮助，因为是真实心意。
People who have the proper views and knowledge, they are able to do away the desire, detestation and delusion. Whatever they will practice, they will follow by the true meaning of the Buddha Dharma, and they have good blessings. Why? Because those people are able to accept whatever the Buddha had been taught.The truly wisdom is able to calm out their own minds. By the way, people who consider themselves as a smart person, they adhere to their own thing as the truth. The blessing they have on that is already sharp, already short and large.They rejected all goodwill and blessing from others. The personal blessing is so tiny as a dust which is not able to compare with the blessing that are belonging to all living beings. This blessing is limitedness. Therefore, people who areA logan, they have no blessing at all. Yet a modest person who is able to accept whatever other had talked to them, they have blessings. But many of people are stupid who even bully the modest personpeople. Moreover, those modest people who are able to accept the truth of Buddha's teaching, they are able to undergo all low-tide situations. Yet the arrogant people who have no responsibility, if they were bad thing happen, they will say that this is not my business.And run away. Once they have the chance to increase their fame and gain, they will never forget to tell others that this is all my contribution. Most of their wishes, just as the pipe dream, which were not able to become true. How come? Because of theiruntruly mine. But why do those modest people who were consigning as the stupid people who own real blessing? Because they are doing things with their truly mine.
那么善于呢清除啊自己的贪欲，善于修正自己的行为，善于制止呢自己不善的心念，如此呢我们就会有善境解脱的心。 能够弃舍于这个世间种种的贪欲，不管在这个世界或者是啊他方世界当中，我们都是一个啊清净的沙门。
Be good and clear of greedy of desire. Be good and revise of false action and behaviors. Be good and prohibit of evil thinking, and then we will free ourselves. People who are good and clear of greedy of desire, either this world or the other world, in summonship we have shared, we are the real cultivators.
其实所谓的沙门呢，不是只有指出家人，事实上是呢，我们每一个人呢都要让自己做什么呢？做沙门。什么意思叫沙门呢？就是和合声的意思啊，就是和合的团体。那么除了家庭当中要和合，最重要的呢是我们自己的眼耳鼻舌身意要能够六合合。如果我们的眼耳鼻舌身意能够合合，我们所散发出来的气息自然就能合合，那么我们就能够与所有呢一切的人合合。所以每一个人呢，事实上都应该要学合合沙门之意，常使令自己和合，与一切众生和合。
In fact, the summons who will not only refer to the left home people, everyone has to treat themselves as a summon. What is the meaning of summon? It means the sangha and monastery. It also means a group which is of one mind and harmoners. Upset of family has to be harmonized. It is more important that our six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind have to harmonize. If our six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mindare harmonious, all actions we create that are harmonious too, then we are of one mind and harmonious with all other living beings. Therefore, everyone has to learn the true meaning of summonship, which is of one mind and harmonious with all others.
那么以前呢，在佛陀时代，有两个呢，贵族的朋友，他们两个人呢，友情非常深厚，分不开对方。有一次呢，他们就到啊寺庙去听佛陀开示说法，那么听完之后呢，就啊喜乐闻法之故，所以呢就出家为僧。
There were two young men of noble family who were inseparable friends. On a certain occasion, they went to the monastery, heard the Buddha preaching the law, and became monk.
那么后来他们两个人出家之后，就与他们的老师啊共同住了五年。有一天呢，他们就向佛陀请示有关呢佛教徒应该尽的义务，听了佛陀详细的讲说这个智慧的学问以及定学的意义之后，其中有一个人就说呢，师尊啊，我已经年迈了才出家，因此呢我不能修学慧学，但是我肯定可以完成禅定的学习。所以呢佛陀啊便给予禅定方面的指导。 从初学乃至到阿罗汉果，那么这一个出家人经过一番努力，终于呢证得阿罗汉果，并且拥有神通。
When they have kept residence for 5 years with their teacher, they approach the Buddha and ask about the duty in his religion. After listening to a detailed description of the duty of meditation and of the duty of study,One of them said, Buddha, since I became a monk in old age, I should not be able to fulfill the duty of study, but I can fulfill the duty of meditation. So he had the Buddha instruct him in the duty of meditation as far as arhatship, and after striving and struggling,attain arhatship. Together with the supernatural faculties.
那么另外一个呢，就说啊，我呢将要完成慧学，我要学习呢读经，所以通过呢修学读经，他获得呢三藏法师的荣誉，并且精通弘法，他开始呢弘法，所以不管走到哪里，他都讲说呢佛陀的佛法殊胜美妙，并且歌颂。那么他到处去呢，曾经为500僧人而说法，并且呢成为18大僧团的导师。
But the other said, I will fulfill the duty of study. And wherever he went, preaching the law and intoning it, he went from place to place, reciting the law to 500 monks, and was preceptor of 18 large communities of monks.
有一群呢啊，这十八僧团里面呢，其中一群僧人从他的导师那里呢获得修学禅定的法门之后，便到年纪较大的那个僧人那里啊修学呢禅定，在他细心的指导下呢，他们都终于证了阿罗汉果。有一天呢，他们要前去礼拜世尊，他们对长老说，我们想礼拜世尊。长老就说呢，你们去吧兄弟，并且带我问候佛陀以及呢那个大尊者以及师兄弟们，就说呢我的导师向你们问好。于是呢这群僧人就到寺院向佛陀及尊者询问，说世尊呢，我们的导师向你问好。那么当他们向导师的师弟问候的时候呢，那位年轻的师兄弟呢就问说他是谁，那么大众僧就说他是你的师兄弟啊。那位导师的朋友呢，这年轻人就问你跟他们学了什么啊，然后呢就讲了呢很多经典里面的文字。后来呢他心里想，这群僧人呢连一句佛陀的四句诗句都不懂，在他出家之后，他从垃圾堆里捡了些破布就进入森林，并且呢就汲取了这么多学生，下一次啊当他回来，我应该呢询问他一些问题啊，让他惭愧，你什么都不懂怎么可以教一些学生呢。
Now, a company of monks, having attained a formula of meditation from the teacher, went to the place of residence of the older monk, and by thoughtful observance of his admonition, attain arhatship. Thereupon they pay obeisance to the old man and say, "We desire to see the Buddha." And the old man answered, "Go ahead, greet in my name the Buddha, and likewise greet the 18 chief venerables, and greet my Buddha brother, saying, 'Our teacher greets you.'" So those men went to the monastery and greeted the Buddha and the young man, saying, "Venerable, our teacher greets you." When they greeted their teacher's Buddha brother, and he replied, "Who is he?" Say the man, "He is your Buddha brother, Venerable." And the youngest man said, "But what have you learned from him?" And they answered him by many of name of the sutra and sacred texts. And he thought to himself, "This man does not know a single word containing four verses." As soon as he became a monk, he took refuge from a dust heap, entered the forest, and gathered a great many people about him. When he returned, it behoved me to ask him some question.
那么过了不久之后啊，这个正阿罗汉国的长老也来礼拜佛陀，并且呢把他的声波以及袈裟呢寄放在啊他那个好朋友师弟那里，就去向佛陀啊几处的尊者问好。然后呢他就啊到他的这个好朋友的师弟那里呢啊，那么这时候佛陀心里就想啊，如果啊这一个懂得啊很多学问的三藏法师激怒呢，也就是用种种呢不善的心意以及呢啊这个言辞来取笑那一个正阿罗汉果的圣者，他将会下地狱。所以佛陀呢就起了这个慈悲心，装作巡视寺院，到那两个僧人之处，那么坐上呢他们为佛陀所准备之位。
Now somewhat later, the older man came to see the Buddha, and leaving his bowl and robe with his Buddha brother, went to greet the Buddha and the 80 chief venerables. Afterward, returning to the place of residence of his Buddha brother,the youngest man showed him the customary attention, providing him with a seat of the same size as his own, and then sat down, thinking to himself, "I will ask him a question." At that moment, the Buddha thought to himself, "Should this man acknowledge my son, he is likely to be reborn in hell." So out of compassion for him, pretending to be going the round of the monastery, he went to the place where the two men were sitting and sat down on the seat of the Buddha already prepared.
佛陀呢在坐下之后啊，就像啊喜欢读经的三藏法师开始呢问出一些问题。第一个是问出产的问题，他都能够应答如流，那么佛陀就进一步问二产，他也可以回答。但是呢当佛陀在问他有关于圣道果位的问题，他却没有办法回答。为什么呢？因为维系的境界呢，所有啊这个水果要自己亲自吃才知道甜不甜，别人给你介绍水果很好吃，你也给别人介绍水果很好吃， 你自己不亲自尝这个水果，你怎么会知道它的细致，它里面有没有粗丝细丝呢？所以当问到这个圣果味的问题的时候，他却没有办法回答。而这个时候呢，佛陀转向那个阿罗汉僧人一问，那个不认识一句偈的那个阿罗汉僧人却马上能够给予正确的回答。
Therefore, the Buddha sat down on a seat already prepared for him, and when he had sat down, he asked the youngest man who had taken up on himself the duty of studying a question on the full trench. When the youngest man had answered this question correctly, the Buddha beginning with the second trench, and he is able to answer it correctly.But then the Buddha asked him a question about the path of conversion. He was unable to answer it. Thereupon, the Buddha asked the man who was an Arhan, and the latter immediately gave the correct answer. They was able to answer this question correctly. Why?It is just as someone will know the sweetness or sourness of food after only eating it.
然后呢，佛陀在问其他的那些阿罗汉的僧人，其余有关于圣道的问题，所有那些阿罗汉的僧人呢，全部都可以回答，而那一些呢，只读经。不亲自修正的人呢，全部不能回答。所以佛陀啊，最后就很高兴，为这些呢证得阿罗汉的僧人呢而鼓掌欢呼。来自从土地神啊、天神都大声的呢赞叹这个阿罗汉的僧人。听到这些掌声呢，那些只有修读而不亲自修正的三藏导师。以及呢，那些学生都很不满，他们就说呢，为什么佛陀这样子呢？都一直赞叹那些根本没有读书、不认识经文的人。那我们这个呢，师父啊，五百僧人的领袖，他连一声赞叹都没有。这时候佛陀知道呢，就问他们：你们在说什么？他们告诉佛陀，佛陀就说啊。你知道啊，在我的教导里面，你们的老师呢，就好像一个被人家请来呢看牛群的人，他一天到晚数多少牛，数的都是别人的牛，但是那一个长老就好像主人一样，他可以受用自在呢这些品德高贵的牛，所以我应该要赞叹主人，还是赞叹他的仆人呢？
The Buddha then asked question about the remaining path in order. The man who had taken up on himself the duty of studying was unable to answer a single question, while the man who had attained up to Arhanship answered every question he asked. And the Buddha was so happy, even God of earthTo the God of the world of Brahma, shooting their applause. Hearing this applause, the student and Buddha brother of the young, hearing this applause, the student and the young man were offended at the Buddha and say, Why did the Buddha do this? He fetched tall applause on each of four occasions on the old man who know nothing at all, but to our own teacher who knows all the sacred word by heart and is the head of 500 monks, he gave no prize at all. The Buddha asked them, Man, what is it you are talking about?When they told him, he said, Man, your own teacher is in my religion that a man who tends cows for hire, But my son is that a master who enjoys the byproduct of the cow and his own good pleasure.
你们呢，所有这些善知识，你们学法呢，是要当自己的主人呢，还是当人家的佣人，被人家看顾的？如果你想当自己的主人，那么你就必须实践法义，那么好好熏修，去除自己的习气，增长自己的智慧。如果你只是呢想当别人的仆人，那么你就用舌头跟着别人的语言文句在那边念就可以。
All good advisor and knowledgeer, do you want to be the master of yourself, or do you want to be the slave of others? If you want to be the master of yourself, you have to practice the true meaning of the Buddha Dharma, and then you have to do away the sticking habits to increase your wisdom. If you only want to be the slave of others, you will just follow by the word by word that other has spoke.
无义不使道，放义去死路。无义者不死，放义者如失。
Heedfulness is the destined path. Heedlessness the path to death. Those who are heedful do not die. Heedless ones are like the dead.
那么，若能呢不放逸，真实的观察自己起心动念，心的经过道路，在念念相续当中，如果我们善加护于自己的心念，善守护自己的啊心经过程的善缘，那么我们就会知道，我们将来所走的路都会是善的，所以所结的缘也是会善缘，所以我们不会呢有障碍。这里所说的不死之道，就是没有人互助，孤独无缘，不知所措，没有善因缘的意思。
As if he finished to observe every single soul that will come out from your mind clearly, even the process of all causes and effects that have beenundergoing through your heart. Protect every single thought that will come out from your mind. Then you will realize that every way we will meet in our future time that must be followed by the proper and good condition. We will have no barriers. Heedfulness is the destined path.It's referred that there has no one to help to each other, one who is lonely.
那么放逸去死路，就是呢，一个太过自私的人，凡是斤斤计较于自己利益，没有付出，又自认为自己付出很多，太过贪。这个是与恶鬼道相应，所以呢他将来所感得的因缘，就是呢凡事都不顺利，走到哪里都碰壁，人家也不尊敬，就放逸，就去向死路，没有人可以伸手助你。所以我有讲过，你真要对你自己好，就要先对每一个人都很好， 因为众人都好，不忍你受苦，你一入众人当中，就大家都好。如果你要对你自己不好一点，自私一点，你就只对你自己很好，你自己受用，什么事情都只想到你自己，那么你就不会有那个福，感受一切因缘的善乐。你走到哪里都像碰到猛火，都觉得人家对你不好，不会有人去同情你、怜悯你。能同情你、怜悯你的是菩萨，可是乃至菩萨呢，先为你所做的事情，你都无福消受。这是为什么？我要你们凡事问自己，凡事问自己。
He thus knows the path to death. People who are too selfish, they only know to work for their own benefit. Even they only work so tiny to others, they consider themselves as they were enough for others. Also, those people are so greedy. Those people have similar habit with the path of hungry ghosts.All cause and effect they will meet in their future life that is not going on smoothly. Wherever they go, people are not respect them at all. Then they will become hindrance. Hindrance, the path to death. No one is willing to help you at all. I was ever mentioned before.If you wish to treat yourself nicely, you have to be nice to others at first. When all living beings are all in the good condition, they are unable to see you in suffer. Everyone is welcome you. If you wish to treat yourself badly, you have right to be selfish.You can only nice to yourself. You can only think of yourself. And then you won't have the chance to accept all good willing from others. Wherever you go, you will feel that everyone treats you so badly. No one heartily sympathizes with you.One who is able to sympathize with you, one is true bodhisattva. But you will have no fortune and blessing to accept all good willing that other, even the bodhisattva, has done to you. This is why I always ask you,Every single thought and thing you have to ask yourself. To ask yourself, no matter what thing you have met.
无义者不死，不放义的人呢，不会死。这里所说的不放义，也就是说，你不会呢，常常去啊碰到绝处、绝望之缘。那么如果你常以这个善法之业与众生结善缘，以居家人来说，如果你是以修道人来说，你常常不放逸，心中思维是诸佛如来圣道之思维，口中所劝化是止众生一切恶，行为所作是让众生离苦，拔一切众生之苦。那么你不用问以后，现在你已经安心坦然，当然你就不会碰到绝处，就不会有烦恼。所以不放逸者不死。
Those who are heedful do not die. Those who are heedful, which if they fear that you will not open the undergoing with the way for no hopeful. If you always follow the truth of the Buddha Dharma, you always make good willing with other living beings. As for the cultivator, they are heedful, and every moment you think of the sage way, every word you speak is to prohibit the evil of others. Everything you do is to save the living being to away from the suffering. Then you don't have to ask people what is the karma for you, for your future life. By the way, you will not undergo in the way for no hope for at all. You will have no. Therefore, we say the heedfulness is the death's path.
放逸者如斯，也就是呢，你不善于结善缘，只是自私自利，本身呢，心中啊，身心都充满了不净、臭秽。那么死亡的尸体呢，腐烂、流脓、流碎，也是呢不净臭碎。所以一个不懂得珍惜善因缘，一个不懂得反省自己、清除自己心垢的人，一个不愿意从自己心中涌起无边善根芽的人，就好像那个死尸一样，就是一个放逸者。那什么是精进者？是精进者就是知道自己错，知道自己错在哪里，能改进，能扫除心垢，就是精进者。什么是放逸者？时时刻刻嗔怪他人，心中不怀感恩心，不愿意以广大的心量广结善缘的众生，就是放逸者。所以你们自知，你们自己知道自己是放逸者或者是精进者，能不能与你们的大名称相应？
Heedless one are like the dead. If people who are not willing to make the good willing between each other, they are so selfish too, and their body and mind are always being dirty and sticking. The dead body of the human beings are also dirty and sticking. People who are not able to treasure the good willing that have own on your hand, people who are not able to introspect themselves and wipe away the dirty of themselves, they are just that, the dead body, and they are heedless people who are able to consider of a diligent people. The diligent people who realize their own fault, and then they are willing to correct their bad habits, who are able to consider as a heedless person, one who blame on others with no grateful mind, one who has no wise mind to help others, who is considered as a heedless person. Only yourself who understand yourself. Are you a heedless person or are you a diligent person?
像佛陀时代呢，有一个啊，周利盘陀伽尊者。这周利盘陀伽尊者呢， 他跟他的哥哥啊一起出家。他的哥哥呢一闻法就证阿罗汉果。可是呢这个周利盘陀伽呢经过500大罗汉的智慧教导，他却是呢连佛陀的一首偈颂都记不起来。
In the Buddha's time, there was a venerable whose name is Joli Pantoche. He left home with his older brother at the same time. His older brother attained the arhatship when he just heard the Buddha Dharma. Although the 500 arhats had taught Joli Pantoche very hard, he was not able to memorize even only one verse.
那么为什么两个兄弟差这么多呢？因为这个周利盘陀伽啊，他就啊靠着哥哥的势力，以为跟着哥哥后面就对了。可是呢后来呢这个哥哥证阿罗汉果之道，所有一切众生恶缘呢这个恶业须自受，那么500阿罗汉教他也不会，自己亲自教他又教了几年仍然不会。后来呢他的哥哥啊就想起家中还有一些财产，不能让他在这里呢浪费十方的供养，如此呢会更没有福报，所以呢就啊想把周利盘陀伽呢赶回家去。
Even they were brothers, how come they were not similar? Joli Pantoche took advantage of his older brother's power. He thought that he can just follow beyond his father. After his older brother attained arhatship, he realized that people had to be responsible for themselves whatever the evil karma they have made before.Joli Pantoche was not able to memorize even one verse. When the 500 of Arhan were trying to teach him, even his older brother teach him personally, Joli Pantoche was still not able to memorize any of the Buddha word. His older brother was afraid that Joli Pantoche was wasting his breath if he kept living at the temple.He then drove him away.
这个周利盘陀伽呢在寺庙里面住了几年，什么都不会，都不记得。他哥哥要赶他回家的时候呢，他就伤心了，刚好走到佛陀的讲堂，就靠在那个柱子上一直哭。刚好佛陀路过，佛陀问啊，周利啊，为什么你哭呢？他说哥哥不要我了，要我回家，说我太笨了。佛陀人就跟他讲，那你来跟我住好了。那佛陀呢就叫周利盘陀伽自己扫地，然后教他偈颂。经过很多个月呢，这个周利盘陀伽由佛陀亲自来教，仍然啊没有办法记得所有的法句。
Even Joli Pantoche had been lived at the temple for few years. He knew nothing at all. He was not able to memorize any words. He was very sad when his older brother wanted to drive him away. He ran out closer.To the lecture hall of Buddha, he leaned himself against a pillar. He was crying so loudly. The Buddha had passed by at the same time. The Buddha asked him, Joli Pantoche, why are you crying for? He answered, My father drove me away because I was too stupid. The Buddha spoke to him, You can live with me. Then the Buddha told him to swim the frog. He also told him the Buddha verse personally. Few months later, Zoli Pandoche was still not able to memorize any of verse.
后来呢，佛陀啊也没办法，只好呢教周利盘陀且说：“你去扫地吧。你每次扫地的时候就念扫尘除垢。”那么周利盘陀且呢，啊，真的一看到落叶就去扫，早上也扫，中午也扫，晚上也扫，随时随地你看到周利盘陀且，他就是在扫地，口中就是喃喃在念扫尘除垢，只要叶子一落下来，他就去扫。
The Buddha had no idea at all. He spoke to Zhou Li Pantoche, "You go sweeping the fallen leaf. When the time you are sweeping the floor, you have to re-sweep the dust."And wipe out the dirty. Zhou Li Pantoche was doing whatever the Buddha had talked to him. He sweeped the floor every day, anywhere and any time. When you see Zhou Li Pantoche, he was sweeping the floor and he was reciting, "Sweep the dust and wipe out the dirty."
每天扫。每天扫，扫到最后呢，有一天呢，他突然间自己去思维，为什么这个落叶我每天扫它一直掉下来呢？这个落叶就好像我的心呢，碰到境界的落叶，那么一直掉下来，一直堆积很多尘垢，所以佛陀叫我扫尘除垢。那么应该要除的是我的心垢，我为什么让我的心垢一直堆积呢？所以因为心垢才眼睛看到这些垢，这些不净我仍然要除，可是真正根本源头在我的心不净。
He sweeped the floor every dayFinally, he was enlightened one thing one day. Why that the fallen leaves were still falling down even I sweep them every day? Those fallen leaves are referred to the dust of my mind. Therefore, the Buddha told me the verse, "Sweep the dust and wipe out the dirty."The true point that the Buddha was trying to teach me, which is to tell me to wipe away of the dirty of mine. Therefore, whatever I have seen that is dirty, because our mind is already dirty, the Buddha wished me to wipe away the dirty of heart,Not even to sweep the floor.
所以呢，他开始啊，除了身形在扫外面之地，他心中也在净除自己呢堆积的染垢。啊，才开始呢忏悔。那么，因为这样子开始返回心地。懂得自我惭愧忏悔，过不了多久呢，也证阿罗汉果。那很多人就问佛陀啊，什么周利盘陀且呢，他今生生来这么愚痴这么笨呢？佛陀就说呢，他因地呢，因为密令法故，慢心之故，不肯教授他人之故， 所以今生感得愚痴。
Therefore, he was not only to sweep the floor, he started to wipe away the dirty dust of his heart. He knew to repent and reform. Just a short time later, he attained arhatship. Other people asked the Buddha why the Jolipan Toche was so stupid at his prison life. The Buddha answered,Because of Jolipan Toche was stingy to teach other people, especially the Buddha Dharma. Therefore, he was no wisdom and stupid at his prison life.
今生为什么这么幸运，遇到佛陀亲自教他而能证阿罗汉果？因为呢，愚痴也罢了。可是呢，能够受教的心，依教奉行，执心呢，终会到道场。现在人为什么难调难教？不承认自己愚痴，又不肯受调教，啊，心中这么多的歪曲，所以就不能够与贤圣相应。自己非常聪明伟大，认为自己非常有能力，所以堕落的就越深。然后以今生来说，周利盘陀且肯受佛陀之教化，受教之故，所以是无放逸者。前生呢，周利盘陀且因为吝啬不肯教化他人，所以是懈怠人，放逸者。所以死了之后，今生人家怎么教他都不会。可是呢，如果他今天开始不放逸，那么他自己也是贤圣阶位的人。今天先讲到这里。
But he was so lucky to meet with the Buddha, who is able to teach him personally. The straight mind is the way, because he was able to follow by whatever the Buddha had taught to him. Why does the most of living being have been? Why does the most living beingwas not able to learn the truth of the life, because they consider themselves as a smart person. Their minds are full with lots of evil thinking. Therefore, they will sit into the evil path. Jolipan Toche was a heedfulness person at his present life, because he accepted whatever the Buddha had talked to him. Yet Jolipan Toche was a heedless person at his past life, because he was sticking to the Dharma. He was not willing to teach others. Therefore, he was not able to memorize even only one verse at his present life, although.People tried to teach him so hard. If he was not heedfulness at his present life, he will attain the path of sage.